אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
שלום אוסטרליה. The shekel continued to slide against the US dollar on Tuesday, trading at 3.763 shekels, its lowest rate since March 2020. The Israeli currency also slid against the euro. However, Fitch Ratings on Monday affirmed Israel's A+ credit rating with a stable outlook as it did in March, but continued to warn of fallout if the government advances additional parts of its overhaul of the judiciary. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich, who have rejected repeated warnings by economists that the overhaul could damage the economy, hailed the announcement, saying it proves that what we have repeatedly said from the start is true. Israel's economy is strong, stable and resilient, thanks to our responsible and conservative policy. In the country's unprecedented legal battle, Attorney General Gali Baharav Meara told Justice Minister Yariv Levine on Wednesday that she will not defend the so-called reasonableness law when it comes before the High Court in a couple of weeks, and authorized him to enlist outside counsel. Coalition whip Ophir Katz said on Thursday that the government plans to pass a law intended to confirm Haredi exemptions from serving in the IDF in the next Knesset session before it resumes legislating the rest of the coalition's judicial overhaul. Haredi parties have demanded that the coalition move ahead with such legislation and that they include a mechanism to protect such legislation from being overturned by the High Court of Justice over equality concerns. Prime Minister Netanyahu has promised foreign media, but not Israelis, that he will not remove the High Court's ability to override legislation. At a briefing on military readiness last Sunday, IDF Chief of Staff Herzi Halevi urged the Prime Minister to release a statement condemning recent attacks on the military by coalition members over the damage to national security caused by the judicial overhaul. Netanyahu did not respond, and on Monday his son Yair Netanyahu shared a Facebook post by right-wing journalist Erez Tadmor that said Herzi Halevi will be remembered as the most failed and destructive chief of staff in the history of the IDF for not cracking down on reservists who've refused to show up for duty over the coalition's judicial overhaul legislation. The post said this was the only army in the world that doesn't impose discipline, instead inviting refusers to seminars to release tension and to discussion circles. The post was deleted from Netanyahu's page shortly after it was shared. Defense Minister Yoav Gallant swiftly defended Halevi and praised him as one of the most excellent officers that I've met in all my years in the IDF and security establishment. Without explicitly condemning the post shared by his son, the Prime Minister then tweeted that the country faced big challenges and that he was working day and night together with the Defence Minister and the IDF Chief of Staff, senior IDF officers and security forces to jointly guarantee Israel's security under all circumstances. Opposition leader Yair Lapid on Wednesday called on Prime Minister Netanyahu to fire ministers who attacked the IDF. Lapid said the vile and false attacks on the chief of staff in recent days, including by senior government ministers, coalition MKs and even the prime minister's son, are a direct attack on the army, Israeli society, national resilience and national security. During a meeting with Defence Minister Yoav Gallant, pilots in the IAF reserves warned on Tuesday that they may not be willing to carry out attacks on behalf of Israel should it slide into authoritarianism. They told Gallant that they understood their fellow reserve pilots who'd already stopped volunteering for training or operational duty to protest the judicial overhaul, and that they too were considering joining the revolt. Head of the Navy, Vice Admiral David Saar Salama, on Thursday suspended a senior reservist who announced earlier this month that he was no longer showing up for volunteer duty in protest of the government's plans, and a second Rear Admiral faces the same fate. Rear Admiral Ofer Doron and Rear Admiral Eyal Segev, who both serve as heads of operational headquarters and as deputies to Salama in emergencies, announced earlier this month that they would end their volunteer reserve duty, saying they refused to serve in a dictatorship. Salama's decision was approved by IDF Chief of Staff Herzi Halevi. Speaking at a ceremony on Wednesday, Police Commissioner Kobi Shabtai and National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir sparred publicly over the question of to whom the police are accountable, the elected government or the law. Shabtai sent a message to the coalition in his speech when he said unequivocally Yet the police have only one compass, always the law and the statutes. As long as I'm its commander, the law will rule and the force will act only in accordance with it. Ben-Gvir responded by saying the principles of democracy are that the nation goes to the ballot box and has its say, and those elected need to set a policy. This policy is the policy that everyone must act in accordance with. That's how it is in a democracy. People go to the elections, politicians are elected, and the policy they set must guide us all. The police announced on Thursday that officers had arrested 85 suspects and detained an additional 48 people for questioning in a large operation aimed at cracking down on violent crime in the Arab community. Police carried out raids over a 24-hour period and seized large stashes of ammunition as well as around 1.5 million shekel in cash. 146 members of Israel's Arab community have been killed as a result of violent crime since the start of 2023. More than double the toll at this time last year. A group calling itself the Al-Ayash Battalion, named for a Hamas bomb maker killed by Israel, attempted to launch a homemade rocket from Jenin at the nearby settlement of Shaked on Tuesday morning, the latest in a series of mostly unsuccessful attempts. A video published by the group on Telegram showed a projectile mounted on a launcher, but did not show the launch. Officials from the civil administration, backed by police, evacuated or destroyed five buildings in the Ar-Shaha outpost near the settlement of Kochav HaShaha, an illegal West Bank outpost, early on Monday morning. Right-wing activists and residents of the outpost tried to oppose the evacuation by burning tires and scattering spikes on the road leading to the outpost. Minor scuffles also broke out at the scene. Dekel Mashiano, 33, from Malot Tashiha, a firefighter who was hospitalized in a critical condition after falling into a pit last Sunday during a rescue mission, succumbed to his wounds on Tuesday. This was the third death in the incident. A Palestinian laborer, Samad al-Aramim, 20, from Hebron, and another firefighter who tried to rescue him, Adnan Assad, 40, from Beit Jan, were both declared dead on Sunday. The U.S. Department of State on Thursday notified Defense Minister Yoav Gallant that the U.S. government had approved Israel's request to export the Arrow 3 missile defense system to Germany in what will be Israel's largest ever single defense deal. The system has been developed jointly by the Israel Missile Defense Organization and the United States Missile Defense Agency and manufactured by Israel Aerospace Industries. Prime Minister Netanyahu on Monday condemned discrimination against secular women by bus drivers or by Haredi passengers following a recent spate of such incidents. Netanyahu called for anyone who discriminates against passengers on public transportation to be punished, saying the state of Israel is a free country in which nobody will set limits on who can use public transportation and in which nobody will dictate where he or she will sit. Those who do this are breaking the law and should be punished. Transportation Minister Miri Regev of Likud made a similar statement. She also said that two drivers have been suspended over the latest incidents until inquiries are completed. Some so-called Mahadrin buses, which enforce gender separation to accommodate ultra-Orthodox passengers by having men sit in the front and women in the back, operated in Israel until the High Court of Justice ruled in 2011 that the practice was illegal. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu ceremoniously launched the long-awaited Tel Aviv light rail's first leg on Thursday, accompanied by shouts from nearby protesters and amid major traffic blockages across Tel Aviv and its surrounding cities. The red line, which stretches over 34 stations from Bat Yam to Petah Tikva, officially opened to the public on Friday. This is Peter Jones Pelach.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.